Hey, what's up, ecosystem? Welcome back to Auto Transport Intel Friday, Cars on the Move, Car Selling Edessa. That is the show news today, so we're going to jump in right to it. Do me a favor, please do leave a like. Thank you so much. You want to share it? Right below. Click share, click copy, grab that YouTube link. We're going to be live for 30 minutes, and we are talking about Car Selling Edessa. The news dropped yesterday, and there's many news articles about it, four reasons why, etc. Please do jump in the live chat. Look at that live chat going crazy. Here we go. Let's jump into, okay, so normally I talk about the industry news on a Tuesday. We're going to do this now here live. And now Ty is in the transport parking lot. Mic check. Ty, can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, cool. Here we go. Here comes the news as it is that we know. Wherever you were, whatever you were doing yesterday afternoon here on Yahoo Finance, here comes the headline. Carvana to accelerate growth through acquiring Edessa U.S. physical auction business from Car Global. And they even had the 78% of U.S. population will be within 100 miles of Carvana inspection and recon centers once they acquire 56 U.S. Edessa auction sites. Whether you saw it on Automotive News, Vehicle Remarketing, this was on LinkedIn. This came in the afternoon. Everybody's going crazy. I mean, this is huge news. Huge. Mic check, 1, 2. We're okay. CBT has it running here. Auto Remarketing has the updates. And so we're going to go into some of those updates as well. But let's talk about this. All cash deal include all auction sales, operations, and staff at 56 Edessa vehicle location logistics centers. Carvana would also have exclusive use of the Edessa.com marketplace. The company said approximately 4,500 current Edessa and Car employees would move over to Carvana when the deal closes. This includes all field personnel supporting Edessa vehicle logistics centers in the U.S., corporate employees, senior executive leaders. The deal expected to close in second quarter. As part of the deal, Car would be a technology partner to Carvana. It would run support the Edessa.com digital marketplace as well as simulcast, simulcast plus technology behind in-lane virtual sales. Car will continue to operate its open lane platform as well as digital dealer-to-dealer businesses, Backlot Cars, CarWave in the U.S., as well as TradeRev in Canada, and Edessa Canada, U.K., Europe, still affiliated and remain part of Car. You could check the Car Global website for more information of why the all-cash transaction, proceeds of the transaction will be utilized to reduce Car's corporate debt. And there was an investor and analyst conference call this morning. And Auto Remarketing has four reasons why, straight from the founder and CEO. Carvana's agreement to buy Edessa's U.S. auction locations for $2.2 billion, arguably the most landscape-shifting move to impact the wholesale auto industry in decades, if not ever. So why would a digital used car retailer buy such a physical asset-heavy business as a bricks-and-mortar auto auction chain, especially at a time when the wholesale car business is moving further online? So founder and CEO Ernie Garcia explains, first, acquiring Edessa solidifies a path to become the largest and most profitable automotive retailer. Second, bringing Edessa's U.S. auction locations into the fold gives Carvana a network of inspection centers that will add roughly 2 million units per year to the retailer's production capacity. Three, the improvements to Carvana's logistics network. Carvana will have inspection centers within 200 miles of 94% of the U.S. population, where it currently has inspection centers within 200 miles of 56% of the population. It's interesting how that calculation appears. Fourth reason, significantly increases our auction capabilities and kickstarts or deepens our relationship with many large and important players in the automotive industry. And there you have it. Ty is at Odessa. You were at Odessa, Tampa. You're at Odessa, Atlanta. You're there right now. Is that right, Ty?
Yeah, I'm in the transport parking lot, Odessa, Tampa. So I pulled in, and on the way here this morning, I got to see Lawrence Moore, Jack Cooper, met up with him. Super cool. Did a cool little video. Then I pull in here, and this guy comes running across the parking lot. Hey, Ty. I'm like, yeah, buddy. He says, I'm Ronnie, the guy that calls you every now and then. Oh, wow. So anyway, got some pictures. But the obvious thing here in this transport parking lot is all the Vroom trucks, right? I don't know if you can actually see behind me, but there's a lot of Vroom trucks and a lot of Vroom cars and a lot of subcontractors that have Vroom cars on them. So got a chance before the show to talk to some drivers, got a chance to visit. And by the way, just so you know, the people here in this transport parking lot, these are the people that really know what's going on, right? They may not know, oh, wow, I got bought. But they also know, I mean, there's so much happening right here, right? The model, I don't have a lot to say about Carvana Odessa. Maybe it's a great move because this 100-mile thing really fits into my brain real well, which is short mile. So they do these, take it over here, then we distribute it where it goes through the little rollbacks, the Vroom rollbacks, the Carvana rollbacks. So it's like a shuttle kind of an idea. So you take the cars from here, you drop them off here. The little guy, they're sold. And then there's new, so the recon center, it all makes sense from the perspective of we have to have a place, brick and mortar, to conduct business because nobody wants to go in town because it consumes too much time. So we buy the car, we recon the car, then we transport the car, then we deliver the car. And, you know, I thought about this today, Jay. You and Paul Machine were yapping about Final Mile probably 2 years ago. And I kept thinking, man, you guys have no clue what you're talking about. I'm just being honest, right? It turns out you guys are a little smarter than I thought because this is what's really happening. So anyway, yeah, it is big news there. I'm really going to be curious to see how they engage, you know, because I talked to the Vroom guys. They've got their own app. Carvana has their own app. Odessa has the Cars Arrive app. So it'll be interesting to see how they deal with the carrier. And the carrier is the one who really is going to help make all this happen. Unless, of course, as you can see behind me, everybody, Carvana and Vroom, just buys all their own trucks and runs all of us out of business.
So, Ty, are those all Vroom trucks? Is that a whole line of Vroom trucks?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And then I have 3 that are owner-operators with Vroom cars.
I got to tell you, man. I don't know if anybody knew that there were that many Vroom trucks. You're at Odessa, Atlanta, right?
Yeah.
That is so interesting, yeah. Right?
Well,
and hey, thanks for jumping in the live chat, everybody. We're going to add Tim here in a minute, but yeah, keep going.
Well, this is all new to me. Like, I live in my little neighborhood, and I do what I do every Friday at America's Auto Auction, Kansas City. But if you start really looking, there's... all these trucks are, they're Vroom, and they're taking cars in and they're taking cars out, right? I mean, you don't have to be a rocket scientist. Here comes a truck and it has Vroom cars on it. Here comes a truck empty. Here comes a truck leaving loaded with Vroom, 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 everywhere you look.
Right.
So,
wow.
Yeah, I don't actually know what's going to, I almost wonder, like, are they friends with Carvana? But I don't know the answer to that. And then there's like, okay, you park cars over here. Can you see over there?
Yeah.
And then they park more cars over there. There's cars everywhere. I mean, there's a lot of action going on here, which I love that. But honestly, I don't know.
Well, now that's another thing, right? That there's still a lot of action at the auction, which doesn't jive with some of the things we heard a year ago. I'll tell you what, here's what we're going to do. It is now time, camera one. Thank you guys so much. If you just joined, we're only 10 minutes into the car selling Odessa Cars on the Move Friday show. What we're going to do is we're going to add Tim Skatalis. He is the melting block of ice, as we like to call him, because he's our friend, and he loves to talk about how the dealers need to get it moved right away. Timing is everything. So let's do that. Let's bring him in. And then we've got Sky in the Wings. Go ahead, jump in and say hello in the live chat for us, too. And yeah, I mean, lots of questions, right? Lots of people have questions. And that is actually one of the big questions. How does this affect you in your business, in your vertical? And once you realize that, you go beyond that. So here's what I want to do. I want to give a drum roll. I got to cue this up because I'm excited. There's a lot happening today. Here it comes. Here's the drum roll. We have our friend, Tim Skatalis, the melting block of ice. Tim, what's happening, man? How are you?
Jay, Ty, what's happening? Happy Friday.
Happy Friday
hey,
to
Tim.
You.
Just another slow news day in
yeah, nothing's you know? Happening. Yeah, I know.
I mean, you know, on so I missed Tuesday Night Live, but y'all had it. I mean, another Black Swan. This isn't a Black Swan cover. Like, geez Louise, the news, the hits just keep coming.
Oh, it is. I know. Tuesday night's industry news was not only big, but it's old news. How about that?
Right. Right. So, yeah, I mean, I think we'll look back a momentous announcement yesterday. Obviously, the deal will be inked next quarter, Q2. But, you know, I think it says a couple things. One, Carvana is not going anywhere. So from the dealer perspective, I've been talking to a lot of dealers. Over the last couple of months, maybe a little longer, there's this sentiment that Carvana's crazy. They don't know what they're doing, and they're going to go away. But no, this clearly shows they have cash, and they're ready to expand. Two, I think this is good for the Carvana consumer, the online consumer. You know, by they're going to be able to, you know, satisfy the needs of their customers. Three, it's certainly going to change the landscape for wholesale. And as it relates to this channel's, you know, roots, transportation, another shift or another like lane that these that your that listener and viewer is going to have to consider when we think of Carvana owning physical auctions. So lots to talk about.
One of the questions I have, Tim, since you're more connected to the car dealers, is there going to be a conflict between the dealer that says I don't like Carvana and so I'm not going to buy cars at that auction anymore?
So I spoke to a dealer late last night after the announcement. Not going to share who it is, but he could not be more frustrated or disappointed that a company that he does business with, Odessa, sold to his competition. So I think... That's I think going to be a tough pill to swallow for some dealers. I don't know if that's everyone's. That's just the one guy I talked to. Another guy I talked to is not really sure. They don't do a lot of business with Odessa. Not sure how it's going to affect the other auction outlets. You know, Cox Automotive certainly has ties with Carvana. I know ACV, the parent company that I work for, it feels that this is good news for them. So depends on where you come down, what side of the fence you're on, Ty.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it'll be interesting to see how it unfolds in the next, 3 months? I think we'll know a lot, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Good insight. Now, we have Sky coming in too. Jay, where's Sky? Is Sky coming in? Where'd Jay go?
Here we go. Mic check, 1, 2, 3. Sky is ringing the doorbell now. Here, let's do this. Ladies and gentlemen, here joining us today on the Car Selling Odessa show on Cars on the Move, Sky Hallman. How you doing, man? Thanks for joining us.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me on the show. I always love seeing the familiar faces and crazy a Friday, huh?
Huge crazy. Sky Hallman, One Auction View. Sky, tell us about your platform real quick, because this is going to really tie into what you do.
Yeah, One Auction View, we're an aggregator of digital auctions. We're an agnostic aggregator, kind of an Expedia. Think of us like an Expedia for car auctions. So this is great news for somebody like us, because it just further reiterates that going to an auction is really a thing of the past, and virtual auctions are here to stay, and they are forever going to be, you know, the future for companies like Car. Obviously selling Odessa physical auctions, which I think it's potentially good news for the industry, but because it's also going to bring a lot more disruption there's going to be a ripple effect from this, I think, with even consigners, how they're selling cars, where they're selling cars. We could probably talk for days on this.
Oh, absolutely. And so you see it obviously as a really good thing, not just for One Auction View, but also for the industry as a whole, because this is, explain that one more time for me.
This is the future. This is the future, everybody. The future is digital auctions, and Carr and Cox both know this. And they obviously realize, you know, Carr, with having, you know, an asset heavy business like a brick and mortar auctions with all this personnel, it's really like a boat anchor. And your customers are less and less, because you got less and less going on, because there's less transactions happening at your auction. So it's a no-brainer to say, hey, we need to get rid of this albatross, because this is the old way of doing business. We need to adapt and pivot. And then you've got somebody like Carvana that's saying, hey, we need footprints. We need distribution. We can't keep having these recon centers scattered to all these different shops all over the U.S. that we can't manage, we can't control. And as a car dealer, I know having my recon in-house is con in. This is a no out where some think it's, you know, putting my
everywhere a little bit. But explain to us how you see the value, the benefit of what's happening from a transportation perspective, if any at all.
Yeah, this is a real interesting play for transporters, and I would say I think it's going to help what I've been saying for a long time, that digital auctions all over the U.S. are going to become the future, and then car moves, the ones and two moves all over the place, are going to become the future. It's no longer going to your local auction, going in lane B or C or D, and raising your hand and buying a truckload of cars. It's you're buying one or two cars all over at different auctions all over the country. So I think this is good for transport, because there's going to be that. But obviously, like what Jay and Paul were talking about, the final mile for Carvana, I mean, this is huge for them to have their rollback trucks have to drive, you know, 50 or 75 miles and drop off a delivered unit that's already been reconned and prepped and perfect and clean. You know, they can control the CR process so they can deliver their cars, but there's still going to be transport. There's still going to be a lot of transport distribution, tons for everybody.
Yeah, they're going to need help for sure. Okay, I'm handing it back to Jay. Thank you, Sky. I really appreciate you.
Well, I will say this is that shopping malls in the 80s do what now? And I also will say Tuesday night's quote was, yesterday was the best time to sell your car. What went through my head yesterday was the best day to sell your auction.
I've got it up here on my phone. Car Global stock price, it was up as much as almost 10 bucks. It's now up $5 over yesterday. That's a 38% increase. So clearly the investors like the Car Global side of this, just getting rid of the burden of all that physical land. We'll see though, you know, Car has certainly, you know, put their chips all in on this digital side. We'll see.
So, and we need marshalling yards. The cars have to be somewhere until they're with their new owner. So that makes sense.
No, they don't.
All right. Tell us more. An executive just fell out of their chair. Tell us more.
Well, so why does a wholesale car need to go anywhere? It doesn't need to go to, you mean
reconditioning?
You mean a marshalling yard for off lease cars?
Okay. Keep going.
So I guess I'm saying, like, I'm just giving you this is the ACV model, right? Cars don't have to leave anywhere. So, you know, we're going to the driveway. Hey, your lease is up, Mr. Customer. Don't worry. We're going to send out an inspector. They're going to inspect the car. Don't worry. You're done paying for it. We'll take the keys from you. And we'll sell it to the next guy. I mean, it goes away. The thought of owning, having to have a big parking lot to run an auction, I don't know if that's necessary anymore. Now, if I'm Carvana yes, you got to have a marshaling. Their business model needs this. Mm-hmm. But I think an auction, they don't need to have the land anymore. Call me crazy, Sky. I mean, what do you think?
I think you're spot on, Tim. I think it's every time I've gone to these auctions and they're horrendously inefficient managed. Not saying that they're all that way, but it's just a bunch of inefficiencies going on. And you could see it. Anybody from the outside sees it. You got these cars collecting dust sitting there, and you got all these people running around, moving around. It's really inefficient. It's an inefficient business model. So I agree with you, Tim. I think a lot of that can be cut out. And absolutely, car executives knew this and know this, and they're like, hey, this makes sense. This is the future. We need to pivot and get out of brick and mortar. It's like Circuit City. Imagine Circuit City. It's the same thing like Circuit City happening. It's a pivot. Cars saying, hey, we don't need to have this. We could do everything online. We could be like Amazon and that sort of.
My first paychecks from CarMax back in 1997 said Circuit City on them. Right. I was an employee of Circuit City. I had a Circuit City 401k and everything. And it was crazy. We were all excited about it. And then Best Buy came along, right? We were just kind of playing off that story. This is totally what this is. Or, you know, it's similar.
Uh-huh.
I'm happy for you, Sky, because this really gives a lot of legitimacy to your platform. There can't be a more excited guy besides Ty, because he's, you know, getting ready to go for the weekend somewhere. But Sky is the second most excited guy on this call right now, for sure.
Oh without a doubt. I was telling everybody, see, I told you, digital auctions, this is the future. And I'm like, yeah, look, Carvana car deal. I'm like, this is proof in the pudding.
So, Sky, just real quick, I mean, are these people friendly with you? Like, so obviously you're going to have to get a hold of some. I mean, does anything change on the backside for you? Or is it still to connect?
Nothing changes with us. I mean, we love everybody. We love all auctions, yeah. Big auctions, small dealers, big dealers. We're agnostic. We're in the middle. We treat everybody the same, and nothing changes whatsoever for One Auction View.
That's great. Well, there's definitely a lot happening, and I'm excited to be a part of it. Happy to be in the transport parking lot, because this is where you see the action, what's really happening. Talking to the people, the drivers, the pullers, the repo people. I mean, this place really is, there's a lot going on. I'm really impressed, to be honest with you. So, Jay, thank you so much.
I want to share some pictures because you're out there and you're meeting people. There's Ronnie Blossom Game right there. And actually, this was sent in. I put it in the live chat. If you see something that you want to see shared, you can send it in, autotransportintel@gmail.com.
Where's that picture from?
It's Chillicothe, and it is a yard at Kenworth, Chillicothe, Ohio.
Cool.
Here's Lawrence Moore with his, what is he loaded with, 10 Corvettes?
Yeah, the vet.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw him this morning. That was good. Good time. That's a great guy, too, by the way.
Lawrence is awesome.
There's two guys show up, but we're standing out there, and here comes these two guys. They just love the Corvettes. Just everywhere he goes, he can't even leave.
Exactly. Car haulers are rock stars.
Yeah,
man. And you are too, Ty. That's a great photo.
That is.
Thanks.
That is an awesome photo.
Good time.
We'll also talk about, I guess we got 5 minutes left. Let's talk about NADA. Coming up, 2 weeks? And there's lots of education. Thursday is all education, I think, right? And maybe there's more than that. Tim, tell us more about that, because I know you're speaking at NADA. Tell us more.
Yeah, so NADA runs from Thursday the 10th through Sunday the 13th. Yes, Thursday is when the educational sessions begin. There's actually a lot going on in Vegas, starting as early as Wednesday and Thursday. But the show floor for vendors will begin on Friday and run all the way through Sunday afternoon, which is good. Which 3 days is enough. Lots of industry. I mean, this is the Super Bowl for automotive. And all I can say is I have spent the last couple of days in meetings talking about the ACV plan. I imagine Cox and all the big companies are getting their, you know, their game plan together to show up. Sky, are you going to be there? You're not too far away. Are you going to be around? Or are you working?
No, I'm gonna show up there. I'm obviously not an exhibitor, but I'm gonna show up there.
All right. Well, please, let's make sure we connect. And I want to see Ty out there too at the ATV booth.
We will be live. Oh, yeah. We're gonna go live on Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific time and Saturday 11 a.m. Pacific time. Our Friday, we're probably gonna feature the Black Widow, Hangman, Rig, etc. That's in the North Hall. And then on Saturday, we'll probably be in the West Hall roaming around. There's a lot to see. So
hey, Jeff. Whoa. Hey, you're welcome. Happy birthday.
He got a new t-shirt, didn't he?
I wear this thing all the time. And every time Pam, what's your name?
Pam Patton.
Yeah, every time Pam posts, I always send her a picture of me and my ACV shirt on. She loves it. She's well, let's great. Make sure we I love her.
We get you in a good picture of you and Pam
with next my month. ACV shirt. Okay, yeah. I'll be there. I'm going to be in your class too. Make sure you save me a spot. Watch
all right,
this.
Yes. I'm speaking Thursday, 4 o'clock.
Dude.
Thursday at 3, I'll be there.
Transport parking lot, man.
Yeah, the straps probably banged the crap out of that.
And I found a car hauler in the NADA YouTube intro video. So it's relevant. And
good
we're
going to
be.
It's good. Oh. Guys, have a great weekend. Thank you
so
for
much.
Breaking news in the transport parking lot. Sky, absolutely. Thank you for coming. Tim, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Have a good weekend.
Happy Friday, everybody. So take care.
Happy Friday. Everybody. Call me if you need me. Mm-hmm.
Bye.
All right, back to camera one. Thank you guys so much for tuning in, saying hello in the live chat. We know we got a lot of lurkers today, and actually we encourage that. You don't have to say anything. You don't have to text anything. Just know that ATI, the Car Shipping Business Channel, is here for you, for the industry, for all verticals, and for all walks. Carriers, dispatchers, brokers, dealers, auction reps, OEMs, the changes keep on coming. That's why we're here. So we're a part of change. So thank you so much for being a part of it. All right, we're at the end of it. I think we covered everything. And I want to say this. If you're going to be at NADA and you caught wind that we're going to be there, please do say hello. You can always send in an email, autotransportintel@gmail.com. Let us know how we can be a part of your news, your good news, and your networking, etc. That microphone, I always got to raise it at the end of the show. I don't know why that is. I don't even know why I bother. Why do I bother? I'll tell you why I bother, because it's so exciting. And we've got a Tuesday night, we have a huge show, Innovation and Acceleration at NADA 2022. We're going to have VinQ, Lot Pop, Black Widow Imaging, and more on the show. Rob Ruth will be with us too. So please join us on Tuesday night. Thanks everybody for saying hello. Happy Friday, and we'll see you next week. Peace out, everybody. Thank you.